Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, a little bit later on in the show, we'll hear from General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council here on this first Thursday of the month. But as we do every month, we talk with our guests first from the National Bio and Agri Defense Facility, otherwise known as NBAF here locally. We have joining us on the phone line here today, Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF Coordinator. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you on once again. Katie Pulaski, NBAF Communications Director, is also on the line. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
You betcha. And our special guest today is Dr. Jamie Barnaby. And Jamie is the manager of National Animal Vaccine and Veterinary Countermeasures Bank. Welcome.
Good morning, Brandon. Happy to be here.
All right. We're happy to have you here as well. And it's always a great opportunity for our community to learn more about the ongoing activities out at the National Bio and Agri Defense Facility. And Katie, I think I'll start with you here this morning. You know, there's been in the last several weeks, so we've seen several concerns expressed on local social media channels about NBAF. And, you know, I know you want to make sure you don't have misinformation getting out there in the public realms. How is NBAF handling those concerns?
Yeah, thank you, Brandon, for the question. You know, we completely understand that people are naturally curious about NBAF's work and might have questions. We take all concerns very seriously, and we'll continue to do our absolute best to honestly and openly address them. And, you know, just having this opportunity with you every month is one of the ways that we try to do that. Unfortunately, what's circulated across social media channels is misinformation. And a misrepresentation of NBAF's mission. You know, if anything, it's made it clear how truly important it is to make sure that accurate information is available to the public. And this is a great example of why NBAF has its own communications team. You know, it's really unique for a USDA facility to have a communications team on board, but it's so important for us to maintain transparency with the community and also within the agriculture industry. So, Brandon, we're really taking this opportunity to ensure that we're providing accurate information to address concerns within our community and even within our state and our nation. You know, within our NBAF team and in communications with various stakeholders, we're also stressing the importance of trustworthy sources for information. But really, we welcome opportunities to discuss the advantages of NBAF's mission and science. You know, our mission is to protect the U.S. against animal diseases, including those that could transfer from animals to humans. You know, these diseases threaten our food supply, our agricultural economy, and our public health. And our science, training, diagnostics, and vaccine development are all going to help protect America from these diseases. So one of the reasons we actually invited Dr. Jamie Barnaby here today from the Plum Island Animal Disease Center is to really help us explain the importance of NBAF's mission.
All right. Well said, and I appreciate you kind of addressing those concerns, because I know there have been many here, at least in the last 2-3 weeks. We've seen, I know the City Commission had a meeting a couple weeks ago and was bombarded with questions and comments on their Facebook channel, and a lot of them didn't really have to do a whole lot with anything going on in the city business. It was just it seemed to just be a rant on NBAF at that point.
Yep, absolutely, Brandon, and you know, we've been working really closely with the city, with a lot of the public information officers across the community, just to make sure that they have all the information they need so they can feel comfortable with whatever responses they want to put out there.
All right. Well, let's bring on Dr. Barnaby here. Dr. Jamie Barnaby, again, manager of National Animal Vaccine and Veterinary Countermeasures Bank. Jamie, tell me, how will your role with USDA contribute to the NBAF mission and science that Katie spoke about?
Sure. Thanks. Yeah, Brandon. So I guess to begin, and thanks again for the opportunity just to weigh in on this. It's a pretty exciting, and that in general is exciting. So my role within USDA, and for anybody who's not that familiar with it, USDA is really quite a large department. So specifically, I work with our Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, otherwise known as APHIS. And the reason I like to explain that is that APHIS is the response arm for the USDA. So in other words, whenever there's an animal health emergency, incident, a disease outbreak, APHIS is the entity within USDA responsible for that response, that mitigation, that recovery from that event. So my role, in my mind, falls into two different categories. So one of those is that it's the prevention of or the preparation for animal disease outbreaks. And then the flip side to that is that emergency response. So if we focus on the prevention and the preparation side of that, APHIS operates two different vaccine banks as part of their emergency response preparedness. One of those is our North American Foot and Mouth Disease Vaccine Bank. This is a shared endeavor historically between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and this bank has been operating since 1982. Now, in 2018, we received funding through the Farm Bill to stand up a U.S.-centric vaccine bank. This is known as the National Animal Vaccine and Veterinary Countermeasures Bank, which is the bank that I now manage. We will affectionately, or I affectionately, call this bank the National or the U.S. Bank as a way to easily distinguish it from our North American counterpart. So as part of this, this bank really exists to prepare for, to really mitigate the introduction of a high-consequence animal disease. I think we've all learned pretty, well, for better or worse, thanks to COVID-19, diseases don't respect borders. So these, when we talk about high-consequence animal diseases, they can be reintroduced or introduced to the United States through trade, through travel, through any number of mechanisms. And this bank is meant to be ready to mitigate those that would have the most severe impact upon our agriculture, our animal agriculture in the United States. So once NBAF is ready, you know, both of these banks will make that move from the Plum Island Animal Disease Center out to Manhattan, Kansas. And I guess in a nutshell, I've talked a lot about, you know, these banks are stockpiles. We stockpile what is known as a vaccine antigen concentrate, or VAC, they call it. So VAC is not short for vaccine. You can think of that concentrate almost as a precursor to a finished vaccine. And these banks, the North American Bank and the U.S. Bank currently, has focused on foot and mouth disease, or FMD. Although this U.S. Bank is also evaluating the possibility to stockpile diagnostic tests. COVID-19 taught us a lot about the shortages in terms of reagents for diagnostics. Those will be really critical in responding to an outbreak. And then in general, as we move forward, especially once we get to NBAF, we're going to look to acquire vaccines or therapeutics or diagnostic tests for diseases beyond FMD. That was a lot of information. I'll pause. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. And I know the foot and mouth disease has been one of the big ones there. What are the advantages of moving the National Bank out here to NBAF in Kansas?
Yeah, great question, and one that we get a lot. So in terms of an advantage of moving it from Plum Island to Plum on the Prairie, as we like to call NBAF, these banks are really, in general, I hope that people think of them as almost an insurance policy. We exist to protect animal agriculture and to help stop spread of disease, right, if that outbreak were to occur, if that nightmare scenario were to, you know, come true. So by moving to NBAF, we actually expand our ability to provide protection for our national animal agriculture. Currently, Plum Island, we maxed out at a level 3 facility, so we obviously handle foot and mouth disease, but something like COVID-19, right, this has emerged, and this is a disease that affects both animals and humans. Now, primarily, right, human disease is very effective at human-to-human transmission, but we do know that it emerged, right, most likely from an animal, and that it's been shown to be transmittable to other species as well. NBAF will allow us the capability to do research and to, you know, do the testing to potentially stockpile products for emerging or zoonotic diseases, including those level 4 pathogens. And so in terms of providing protection, I mean, it really kicks us up into the highest tier globally to be able to, you know, embody that state-of-the-art facility and to protect our agriculture in a way that we currently cannot.
All right. You know, one thing I've never quite understood is the capabilities out there at Plum Island, why there's not the capacity for it to have moved up to a level 4. It's a level 3 facility, as I understand it.
Absolutely. And, you know, Plum Island scientists have done an incredible job of keeping FMD and other diseases out of the country, right? And this has been, I mean, that facility's been in existence for more than 60 years now. And really what it's come down to is after 60 years, the facility is really kind of reaching the end of its natural lifespan. And to convert a laboratory to that level four capability is quite an undertaking. So I guess to circle back against that first question, by moving to NBAS with its location in Kansas, I mean, strategically, it puts us in a great position. It's not to say we couldn't do it in New York. We could, right? But it would cost a lot of money. And we had this beautiful opportunity, right, to get this funding. It was a combination of federal and state funding to build this state-of-the-art building in Kansas. And by being in the center of the country, logistically, it is easier for us to travel to engage with partners across the country on either coast. And it puts us right smack dab in that animal health corridor. That's a really beautiful opportunity, right, to be in an agriculture country and to engage with those partners, those stakeholders. You know, those are the people that we're here to protect and work with. So I think it makes sense to have that closer working relationship.
Sure.
So NBAS, I mean, it was the perfect storm of opportunities.
Very good. You know, we're speaking with Dr. Jamie Barnaby here. She's the manager of National Animal Vaccine and Veterinary Countermeasures Bank. Aside from operating the vaccine banks, what does USDA do to prepare for an animal disease emergency?
Sure. So I had mentioned, Brandon, before that APHIS is the response arm of USDA. So really any APHIS employee is theoretically eligible to be called to deploy or to assist with an emergency response related to animal health. I actually, as part of that, volunteer on one of APHIS's five national incident management teams. So these teams are, they're named by colors. We have the red, the gold, the blue, the green, and the indigo team. And I am one of two veterinarians who serve as epidemiologists on the green team. So the way this works is we rotate on on-call periods with those other four teams to be ready to respond to any animal health emergency that might crop up. Now, all emergencies begin and end locally, so we do have to be requested. But as part of this, it's a really unique experience. All of the teams, they said, are volunteer-based. So these are people who agree to be on call. They've got a go bag ready. In those, you know, 3 to 4 weeks when you are on call, it's exactly that. You're ready to receive a phone call, pick up, fly to wherever they need you. And I've now had the opportunity to deploy five times in support of the virulent Newcastle disease outbreak that lasted from 2018 through about May or June of 2020. This is a viral disease that causes death in poultry. It's quite a fatal disease. It's really pretty devastating. And I guess as an epi, so during outbreaks for this particular disease, we go out there and we're involved in the contact tracing. We help design the diagnostic testing plans and, you know, projections to how are we going to eliminate this disease and wrap this up and, you know, get back to peacetime, so to speak. So definitely a critical piece of USDA's mission is that response and that recovery from an introduction.
All right. I got to take a quick break here, but we'll continue our discussion here in just a moment with Dr. Jamie Barnaby and our other guests here from the National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility. In Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.